Jason Brooks.
News Talk 710, Cairo, in depth.
Nearly a quarter million of this state's residents are legally allowed to carry firearms, but there are limits to where you can and cannot pack a pistol. News Talk 710 Cairo's Heather Bosch goes over the rules as she continues her in-depth series, Taking Up Arms.
You can apply for a concealed pistol license.
Fill out this particular piece of paper.
At your local law enforcement agency. Les Monson's here at the Snohomish County Sheriff's Office.
We run your name through the computer.
They do a background check and take your fingerprints.
It's done electronically. You put your hand on the glass and it'll actually show up as a fingerprint.
If you haven't broken certain laws and are over 21, you should get your CPL in about a month. You still won't be able to bring a pistol on K through 12 school grounds, many federal facilities, or courts. But a concealed pistol license will allow you to carry a loaded pistol discreetly in your car, on a ferry, or on a bus. And once you get to your destination, it's up to individual businesses, universities, and colleges whether or not they'll allow firearms in. And that,
Virginia Tech,
has sparked a whole new battle.
That was a gun-free zone. There was state law prohibiting any weapons on campus.
All of a sudden, I just hear all these gunshots and
we barricaded the door.
Everyone just started screaming, run.
In 2007, a gunman killed 32 Virginia Tech students before committing suicide.
For me, it was a very exposed feeling when I walked onto campus the first time after that happened.
Seattle Pacific University's Ethan Bratt and thousands of college students who have concealed pistol licenses want to carry their guns on campus now. Bratt says since it's clear the bad guy won't obey gun laws,
I guess the alternative is just sitting there and waiting for him to get to you next.
Bratt and others say too often the rules crack down on people who already obey gun laws instead of the criminals who break them. Heather Bosch, News Talk 710, Cairo in depth.
If you missed any of Heather's